Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. You are tuned into a very special episode, open mic edition, but also a discussion regarding the Confederate flag this evening. My name is Dee Dee Wright. I am the host of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. I am also the author of Poetry to Life, Youth Struggle Love. If you haven't yet purchased it, definitely do so. It was published in 2012, available in hardcover, softcover, ebook format, also available autographed at PoeticSoulInc.com. Other formats can be purchased on Amazon, Google Books, BarnesandNoble.com, most websites where books are sold. I am also a veteran teacher of English language arts, officially on vacation and very happy about that, teaching in the Bronx, the Boogie Down, the city that I represent all day, every day, and also the owner of a small business for aspiring writers and creative gifts called Poetic Soul, Inc. Now that I've introduced myself, I'd like to get to a few of the protocols in the event that this is your first time calling in or logging on. If it is, welcome. Your voice is very important to us all on the Poetic Soul Talk Show. So please, if you are going to speak on the air this evening, pay attention. One, if you're going to speak on the phone lines, if you're listening in, please press *1 so that you can go into queue, and I will definitely get to you before the end of the episode. If you're listening online at blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, please use the chat box to send any questions, comments, feedback that you may want to share, and I'll read it out loud on the air this evening, once again, before the episode is over. If you are going to speak on the air this evening, please mute all background noise. It's amplified. It becomes difficult to hear one another, and that is also very important. So just mute all background noise if you're going to speak on the air this evening. Also, please refrain from any profanity. Although poetry and poets can be passionate, we do not want anyone to be offended. So if necessary, you may improv. Please feel free to do so. If you have not yet followed the Poetic Soul Talk Show, please do so. We have over 60 episodes. Last week made an entire year that we've been on the air. Many dope poets, authors, artists from across the country have been guests on the show, as well as called in to perform on the open mic edition. So once again, follow blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, 2 being the number 2, and tune in to all past episodes, as well as become aware of episodes that will be coming up. This evening's episode is very special because it's involving something that, of course, has been broadcasted all over the news, all over social media, and I'm pretty sure conversations at dining room tables or wherever people congregate regarding the Confederate flag. This episode is not pro or anti-Confederate flag. At this point, whoever feels that they are for or against it may speak openly about it. This is just a dialogue for the sake of hearing other perspectives, as well as, you know, possibly learning something, which ultimately, in my opinion, is the goal. I always learn something by doing this show, and I'm hoping that is also the case this evening. So this is a respectful discussion amongst poets, people who are interested or just want to voice their opinion. The Poetic Soul Talk Show definitely welcomes any and all to do that in a respectful manner. And so I'll open it up by saying, first and foremost, rest in peace to the Charleston Nine, the 9 individuals shot at Mother Emanuel AME Church in South Carolina, which kind of set the fire for the Confederate flag conversation. And for those that don't tune into the news or social media, which I doubt there's anyone on the air this evening listening that doesn't tune into either one or both, it really opened up this conversation about whether or not the Confederate flag should be visible on government grounds, state buildings, so on and so forth, and many politicians have addressed it either yay or nay in their opinion, and whatever the reasons are to support what their point of view is regarding the Confederate flag. And so the first question that I want to ask everyone is, what do you think of the Confederate flag? What do you think of when you see it? What does it represent to you, more importantly? And hopefully, at some given time, listeners will begin to press *1 on the phone line so that we can kind of open up this dialogue regarding this. Our voices are often represented by our, you know, local or national politicians. We don't, you know, get to hop on the news and discuss and talk about how we feel about it. And it's not about who's right or who's wrong. In this regard, it is about everyone being able to share their voice and views and possible reasons why they have this view, whatever that view may be, with the listening family. So once again, you are tuned in to the Open Mic Special Edition discussion regarding the Confederate flag. The first question that I threw out there was, what does it represent to you? What do you think of when you see the Confederate flag? You may feel free to share your views. You may even share it in the form of poetry. You may even want to share misconceptions. You may want to share history. Whatever you would like to share, this is the place and the time in which you can do so. So please, once again, press star 1 if you're listening on the phone line so that you can go into queue. If you are listening at blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life2, please use the chat box to send questions, comments, feedback, and I will definitely read that aloud on the air. On Instagram, at Poetic Soul Talk Show, by the way, someone said, could they DM me their opinions? If you are out there and you are listening, because I never did receive a DM, please feel free to also press star 1 on the phone lines and share the views you were going to share in the DM. Or if you're listening online, please once again use the chat box to send questions, comments, feedback, and I will read it out loud at that point in time. I'm going to go to the phone lines now. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Lady Poetry calling from New Jersey. How you doing?
Hey, Lady Poetry. I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. A little tired, but I had to make sure I called in to say something at least this evening.
Okay. what did you say the city you representing?
Newark. Newark, New Jersey.
Newark, New Jersey. Just so we know.
Right.
Yes. So, before you share the view that you were going to share, if you were going to share one, do you mind answering the question posed to the audience this evening? What does the Confederate flag represent to you, or what do you think of when you see the Confederate flag?
Just straight up racism, of course, what I think most people think. That's all I can think of, because I guess it's because of the images that are portrayed, you know, when I see it, the message that seems to be attached to the Confederate flag. Like any time I see it in movies, for whatever reason, it's always movies about racism and, you know, and whenever I see the KKK, which we don't see often, which we don't see at all, really, because they're covered up. But when we see them, they usually have one. And so I always associate the flag with racism for that reason. I think I remember seeing it, if I'm not mistaken, in A Time to Kill. I think that's one of the things that I saw it in, one of the movies. And I just automatically, you know, after seeing the KKK with it, when they do their little walks and stuff and cities and neighborhoods and stuff, but then when I see the movies, it is always dealing with racism. So I automatically associate it with that. Plain and simple for that reason.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that view. Yes, and in lieu of what you said, when you see it and with the KKK, the reason why, I mean, everyone knows the reason why it's now a quote-unquote hot topic in the media and within politics is because the killer of the Charleston Nine had the Confederate flag on his license plate and his Facebook picture that, of course, went viral on the news, and you know, it kind of brought to light, you know, this whole conversation regarding the Confederate flag once more. And so one more question, and I see there's a caller waiting, and I will definitely get to you before you all you all are tuned into the Confederate flag open mic discussion edition of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. If you're just tuning in, welcome. Please feel free at any time to press star 1 on the phone lines and you'll go into queue. I will get to you for sure before the end of the episode. If you're listening online at blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life, please use the chat box to send your questions, comments, or feedback, and I'll read them aloud on the air. Once again, the disclaimer, this is a very respectful conversation and discussion regarding the Confederate flag. And so I have one more question for you, Lady Poetry. Do you think that it should be on state grounds for the sake of those that may have had relatives, their ancestors were in the Confederate Army, because it is a part of American history, good, bad, or indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe
mm-hmm.
that it should be on state grounds or, you know, any property belonging to the government?
Mm. See, that's the catch-22. Since it is associated, you know what I mean? I am completely myself. I'm not for it. I do understand that it holds a sacred meaning, you know, to them. But me personally, I don't think that anything that represents so blatantly, in my opinion, of course, racism, I just think it's completely obnoxious. I think we've come to a time where that shouldn't even, you know, nothing like that should be that bold out, you know, in the public like that, because of all of the things that it's associated with other than that, you know. I don't think it should be. I wouldn't like to see it now. What I can say, in all fairness, if there is like a museum or something like that, and it's and they have them there or something, or people have them inside their homes, I think that's okay. You know what I mean? But I think to blatantly put it out there, and especially at a time like this, you know, we don't need to see them ever. Anything that represents any form of racism, I don't care who it's towards, I think it's obnoxious, and I wouldn't like to see it ever in life. It needs to go away.
Well, you certainly clarified your point and view, and thank mm-hmm. you so mm-hmm. much for sharing, you know, your views mm-hmm. and opinions regarding. This is a touchy subject for many, you know, mm-hmm. whenever we talk about race or anything related to something people are very polarized about. People kind of feel intimidated and may not want to share their voice and opinions about it because of how they feel they may be perceived as a result. So thank you for having the courage to call in and share your mm-hmm. view this evening.
Oh, no problem. Anything we ever need to talk about, I'm not afraid, so it's not a problem.
Thanks, Lady Poetry. You're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Are you? Stay with us.
Absolutely not. I'll be on.
Okay. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the phone lines and take the next call. A reminder, I see people, more people are calling in. I hope that you all feel comfortable at some point sharing your voice with us this evening regarding your perspective of the Confederate flag. And the question I posed at the beginning of the episode was, what does the Confederate flag represent to you? And what do you think of when you do see the Confederate flag? Once again, this is a friendly, respectful discussion, hopefully more so for the sake of a learning experience versus any type of prosecution. Once again, definitely press *1 if you're listening on the phone lines and you'll go into queue. If you're listening online, definitely use the chat box and send your feedback, questions, or comments. If you have poetry to share, that is also very welcome, considering this is the Poetic Soul Talk Show, that may express your viewpoint on the Confederate flag or anything associated with the flag with your opinion. I'm going to go back to the phone lines. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Ahmad Robinson. I'm calling from West Haven, Connecticut.
West Haven, Connecticut. Your name is Ahmad?
Yes.
Hi, Ahmad. Thank you for calling in this evening. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show.
Hi, how are you?
Great. I'm great. Thank you for calling. I don't know if you want to share a poem, a perspective, or, you know, just join in with what we've been discussing thus far. But I would like to know before you begin, what do you believe the Confederate flag represents, or what do you think of when you see the Confederate flag?
What I think of when I see the Confederate flag, similar to Lady Poetry, I think of racism. I think of oppression. I think of, that's basically it for me. You know, I think of racism. I think of oppression. You know, I think of the KKK, and I think of everything that promotes racism. But one of the issues that I have with this, though, is that for me, it's not so much as I think people are too focused on the flag and not enough on, I think people are too focused on the flag and not enough on what people are, I don't think it's necessarily the flag that people are angry at, but I think it's
right.
The actions behind the flag that are driving people angry at, because even if we go down the line and we look at history, we look at America's history, the country that we live in. America has a history of doing some of the most dirtiest, terrible things. But
right.
We can't take down that flag. Like, you know what I'm saying? We can't take down the flag. So I think that while I do believe that it should be taken down, I think that the attention needs to be more so shift, especially at a time like this, it needs to be taken down and it needs to be put in, you know, like a museum or something like that. But I think that the attention more so needs to be focused not on the flag, but focused on the actions behind the flag. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, focus on the actions, like what people are doing, like, you know, like the racism and stuff like that. And I think it's just wrong, and I think it's sick that, you know, in the 21st century, even after, you know, everything that's happened with, you know, Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and all these great people, like what they stood for, I think it's sick that, you know what I'm saying, that racism still exists. But it's like, no matter how hard you try, like, it'll make people satisfied if, I'm pretty sure it'll make people satisfied if the flag was taken down on government property. I'm pretty sure it would make people satisfied, but that's not going to take away the problem completely. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Racism is still going to exist, and I think that the thing about America is it only views, you know, things as a problem when it doesn't view things as a problem when it first, you know, like when it first happens, but when it happens again, that's when we view it as a problem. And it's just weird to me because, and I'm not in favor of the Confederate flag, but I'm saying that I think it does need to be taken down, but I'm more so focused on the action. Like, you know what I mean? And I think that this is my last thought. I think that it's more, for me, it's more so the action. And I think that if you really look at it, to be honest, nobody was worried about the Confederate flag before nobody was worried about the Confederate flag before this guy, you know, went up in the church and he shot those 9 people, you know, God rest their soul. Nobody was concerned about the Confederate flag. But now, all of a sudden, like, everybody's up in arms about it. Everybody's demanding that it needs to be taken down. But where was this same passion before? Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where was the same passion before, you know, like, when the Confederate flag was up and it was flying before and nobody had a problem with it? But now, just because this guy comes in and he's killing all these people, now we have a problem. I feel like it should have been viewed as a problem from the beginning. You know what I mean?
Listen, not to cut you off, I mean, you have definitely brought, I mean, these are things that I was thinking and, you know, in the midst of it all, symbolism is very important in America, probably the world. We know what certain things represent when we see them without there being any words associated with it. So if the Confederate flag was removed, okay, let's reverse it a little bit. And for those of y'all that are tuned in, Ahmad from Connecticut, first time calling in, very grateful for your call and your courage and sharing your views as well. But if we were to flip it and keep the Confederate flag flapping, but remove the racism and the different acts of racism that take place on a daily basis in different places throughout the country, would the Confederate flag still represent racism to people? Would it be okay if we just flipped it? Forget it. Keep the Confederate flag up. Everybody want to fight for it? Let it stay. It represents heritage and pride to some people. Let it stay, and let's get rid of racism. Do you think most people would be okay with that solution?
I think most people would be okay with the solution of trying to find a cure for racism, because that's what's really needed. We really need to be educated on racism. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were educated on it before, but I feel like racism isn't a topic that comes up It's not a topic that comes up as often as it should. It's only a topic that comes up when something happens. So I feel like if we just educate, you know, like if we educate, like people more so on racism and equality and the same stuff and stuff like that, I feel like that wouldn't matter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just like the American flag, it represents a whole lot of stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yes, it does.
If people want to get into the nitty-gritty and, you know, go into history specifics, American flag represents a lot of stuff. So I feel like we need to deter away from the symbol, because the symbol is going to always be there no matter what. But I think we need to deter away from the symbol and focus on what the root of the problem is. The root of the problem
is exactly. That's
right.
The root
of the problem is racism. So those are
Listen.
My thoughts.
You. I mean, Lady Poetry sent a message and said you were on point. I mean, I'm pretty sure those tuned in, and I see there's a caller calling, waiting to speak. I'm going to definitely be with you. Ahmad, are you on by any chance on Instagram?
I am. Yeah, I think I'm following you.
Okay. I'm not sure if I'm following you, and the audience may want to follow you after your very articulate answer to the question and then questions that I haven't even answered yet. So please shout out your Instagram page real quick.
Okay. My Instagram page is just JUST double underscore Ahmad, AHMAAD.
Just underscore underscore Ahmad, AHMAAD.
Yes. Are you she is underscore Lady Poetry?
No, Lady Poetry is the one that texted me to say, to let you know, rather, that you were on point. Lady Poetry
okay, well,
is
I'm
a friend.
Her.
Okay, well, we're going to follow you. And we're going to,
okay.
and by the way, next week, Thursday, we're going to have a similar conversation about infidelity and, you know, the different views on that. Please follow at Poetic Soul Talk Show and call in. Your voice was loud and clear and very much appreciated this evening. Are you going to stay tuned into the episode?
I am.
Thank you so much. I might come back to you for a question at some point, so definitely stay on the air, and thank you once again.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on one moment. The conversation is great and beautiful for those of y'all that are tuned in. We are discussing the Confederate flag this evening, pro, anti, reasons why, yay, nay, and we are also welcoming poetry, so if you have a poem to share regarding this viewpoint, please press star 1 if you're listening on the phone line so you can go into queue and I can get to you before the end of the episode. As if you're listening online, definitely send your questions, comments, feedback too, and I'll read those on the air as well. The question I threw out there at the beginning of the episode, if you missed it, was what is your perception of the Confederate flag when you see it? What does it represent to you? And if you didn't catch the entire episode, definitely go back at the end of this episode and listen to the podcast at blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life, 2 being the number 2, so you can catch it all in its entirety. I'm going to the phone lines now. Greetings, welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
This is Cisco from Tampa.
Hi, Cisco from Tampa, Florida. How are you?
Oh, I am well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying this whole vibe and all of the courageous people that have spoken thus far. Looking forward to more people sharing their views on this Confederate flag conversation. And so I don't know if you have a poem ready to share. You know, we've kicked it about this to some extent. I definitely would like to know your answer to the question in terms of what does the Confederate flag represent to you? What do you think of when you see it?
I think the first thing I think of is probably racism and the South. I think it's a symbol for a way of thinking or a way of feeling, and it could very well be a symbol for simply Southern pride. You know, I think it's someone's perspective. There was a new poll today that came out on CNN that said 57% of Americans look at the Confederate flag simply as a symbol of Southern pride or Southern heritage. And they did the same exact poll back in 2000, and the numbers were only slightly different. You know, I think it was 59% that said, you know, it was Southern Heritage or Southern Pride. So even with the new developments, with the situation in South Carolina and all the media attention that the flag has been getting, the view on it, you know, just by CNN poll numbers haven't changed much, which I thought it would probably be a lot different.
Yeah, I would assume so too, considering especially with, you know, the more recent happenings and events in Charleston, South Carolina. So how do you feel about it being on state grounds, government grounds, flapping in certain places, public places? How do you feel about that?
Well, on state, local, or federal buildings, I don't think it should be flown or up, because it's not a flag that represents a city. It's not a state flag, and it definitely isn't any sort of federal flag. So I don't
right.
know why it would be up there, but I do have. I don't have a problem if a business wants to put it up at their business. That's their choice. If it's in the private sector, you know, you can say or do pretty much whatever you want. You know, your money may suffer from it, or it may, you know, you may increase revenue. Who knows?
Right.
That's Donald Trump.
Right.
He made comments, and now Donald Trump made comments. Those were his personal opinion, and he can say them, but he can no longer do business with NBC.
And nor so, Macy's, for that matter.
Sure. Oh, they're coming out the woodwork now, you know. So now if I don't have a problem with if a person, if they have it at their house or if they have it on their car, that's, you know, what, or truck most likely. If that's their, what they feel connected to, then go ahead. You know, that's,
right.
I don't think we as a society should tell someone fly this or don't fly that, but in a government building, it shouldn't be flown. It doesn't
okay.
represent a city. It doesn't represent a state. It doesn't represent, you know, the government. So.
Allegedly. I completely understand where you're coming from, and I see there are callers waiting. Y'all are tuned into the Confederate flag conversation discussion. For those of you that are waiting, just to let everyone know, I did make this episode 90 minutes in the event that there were more callers and more voices that need to be heard. So please stay tuned and locked in. I'm not going to cut the episode short after 60 minutes, but I am going to ask that Cisco stay on the line, if you don't mind, Cisco, while we address
no,
others, only because I feel like you are probably the most neutral person that I've heard on the air, online, or even, you know, on calls, phone calls, talking to different people about this in lieu of the episode approaching. And so I definitely want you to stay here and, you know, possibly encourage other people that may not be anti-Confederate flag, because thus far we've heard from people who were pretty much anti-Confederate flag. And we, you know, of course, want to keep this dialogue open and fair to whoever has a voice and would like to share it. So I'm going to go to the phone lines to the next caller. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
I believe you've got Steve Howe, a.k.a. Stunning One, calling from Arkansas.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing this evening?
We're great. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Life is good.
Okay. That's a beautiful thing. Well, we're glad that you called in. Steve is a friend and supporter of and frequent flyer in Poetry Mileage on the Poetic Soul Talk Show. And definitely would like to hear your opinion considering where you're calling from. And Cisco is also on the line. So this can be like a three-way conversation versus just myself and the listeners or callers. Before you get into the reason why you called, let me ask you the same question I've asked all the other callers. What does this Confederate flag represent to you? And what do you think of when you see it?
Honestly, what I think of when I see it is the Dukes of Hazzard. That's what I grew up on, the Dukes of Hazzard with the rebel flag on top of the General Lee, muscle cars. I think it's all in the way it's perceived, and it's like the cat that called in before saying, you know, it wasn't such a big issue until you had this recent tragedy where these pictures surfaced of this psychopath. You know, I honestly don't know what he was doing with the flag, because I don't watch the news, because it is far too depressing for me. I live a happy life. I don't need all of that getting me down. So I honestly couldn't tell you much about what's been going on. I can just tell you what it means to me.
And when you see it, you think of the Dukes of Hazzard.
I know people are going to associate it to racism because of the way people have used it over the years. I mean, you do have Klansmen that fly the flag, and it's, you know, you see a picture like that and you automatically associate it to racism, but, you know, that they're using that flag in the wrong way. I mean, you can't fairly say that it's for racism, because you've got some racists that have taken it and tried to make it their own, when it's not. They're using it for the wrong purposes.
So with that being said, considering, you know, you also, similarly to Cisco, feel like, you know, maybe more neutral than some others may feel about it, how do you feel about it being present and visible and flown at state buildings or on government property in different parts of the country?
Honestly, I could care less. I mean, whether they want to, if it's like a historical landmark, you know, that something to do with maybe the battle that ensued, hey, you know, fly that flag, but, you know, it ain't going to bother me one way or the other, whether it's up or not. I think at the level that it's at now, and I see a lot of it on social media. I don't watch the news, so I don't really know what all is being said about it there. But on social media, it is ridiculous, and it's you know, the reason I wrote that poem the other day was I wasn't even going to touch that subject, which me and you talked about. I wasn't even commenting on it, but I got so sick of seeing it on my news feed, I just started writing, so I ended
so
up
it's
writing
more of a trendy. It's trending now, of course, because of the Charleston 9, and, you know, it's more trending. Last night, or rather, more like 1 o'clock this morning, I heard on CNN on the Rachel Maddow show that the Klansmen have posted on their website that they will be in South Carolina on July 28th to march against the removal of the Confederate flag. And so it was alarming because, you know, I haven't seen Ku Klux Klan on TV advertising anything in a very long time, if ever, outside of documentaries or whatever. But considering this is what they feel is a symbol that represents them, I guess, and you're in the Midwest, so it's a little different in, depending on where you're located. With that being the case and them adopting this and holding on to this Confederate flag, do you feel like now it's more of a need to remove it because a racial group has kind of made it like their quote-unquote mascot? Or is it not, you know, like, is it
what
not
if,
that serious?
What, I mean, what if they started putting up the Batman cape, you know? What if they started putting up pictures of that, saying that this is what this means to us, and this is our new symbol. You're gonna take the Batman cape out of everything in the world and not let your children watch Batman movies anymore? I mean, to me, it's that silly. And I know to some people it's a little more serious, which I understand that everybody's got their different opinions on it, but I think it's. It's become to a point of idolatry, and not just with the Confederate flag or the battle flag. It's the rainbow flag. You name it. People idolize these things, and it's like I told you, I could care less. take it down, leave it up, you know how much it's going to affect me? It ain't.
Not at all. Right. You, I mean, and thank you for saying that and at least being open and sharing your view of it. You did make mention of the poem. I didn't. You did. So don't say I'm putting you on the spot like I normally do or the way you normally claim that I do, rather. But did you want to share that with us? I don't know of any other people that may or may not have poetry regarding this particular topic, but, yeah, do you want to share?
I would love to, just because of the message that that's at the end of it. I'd love to.
Great. So whenever you're ready, we're listening.
All of this fuss over the battle flag. And while I don't mean to brag, listen to the words coming out of my mouth. You doggone right I'm proud to be from the South. Now, if you listen closely, then you'll know that's said with love. And if not, then there's no way you will ever understand or be able to rise above. I say I'm Southern by the grace of God. Now, that doesn't make me flawed, nor does it mean you are flawed yourself. Now, they say that knowledge is wealth, and they also say that ignorance is bliss. Then may I ask, why are so many people pissed? It's because of a misinterpretation of this flag and its representation, because it was being displayed by someone who was on the frayed edge of sanity. I'll agree with you that this was an absolute calamity, but don't mistake heritage for anything other than exactly that. This flag is not a doormat for you to wipe your feet on while you beat on the doors of racism, slavery, and hate. It's a part of American history. Open your eyes before it's too late. But you should also dig deeper than the modern books. Don't become a generation of heritage crooks. This is nothing more than a ploy to cause civil unrest, food for thought. The facts are readily available if you're willing to digest anything other than the fiction you're led to believe. And while you grieve, know that so many more have grieved over the lives lost that carried this flag. And again, while I don't mean to brag, I myself would fly the Southern Cross around here, because it's not a symbol of hatred to me, and it's not meant to strike fear. I'll gladly welcome anyone with open arms, regardless of the color of their skin. This ongoing war of judgment based on such must stop if we ever hope to win. It's been misused and abused by people that share an ignorance level that is profound. Instead of your remote, pick up the good book and take a look around. This is more than a matter of a flag. It's a matter of the heart. And while I don't mean to brag, without Christ and yours, this world will tear you apart.
Well, Steve, you know, I admire your pen, of course, and your poetry and even your courage, because, you know, I'm saying he, as if I'm speaking to the audience, he wasn't too sure if he was going to share the poem that I also had the opportunity of reading before this evening's episode, but still found the courage to call in and share it and, you know, speak to the point of symbolism, et cetera, et cetera. And so I just want to ask you another question, and then I'm going to bring Cisco, who's already on the line, listening quietly. I guess he muted his phone. So this is a question Cisco came up with. When you see someone with the flag, do you have an immediate perception of or opinion about that person? You know, on plain sight, you know, you drive in your truck and you come across someone who has a T-shirt with the Confederate flag on it. What is your initial thought or perspective?
Are you asking that question to me?
Yes, sir.
you do know I live in Arkansas, right?
I don't know much about the state of Arkansas, so let me be very honest about that.
I see that on a daily basis.
The T-shirts with the Confederate flag on it?
You name it. T-shirts, hats.
In Arkansas?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm ignorant about that part of the country. I do apologize, but I'm being very honest.
Hi. You know, I don't know that much about New York, so you know, it is what it is. I couldn't tell you much about Queens or anything else. That's a part of everyday life, but like I told you, hey, I see that flag. I don't give that person two looks. It's something I see all the time.
It's everyday life for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I think you've just about answered all the questions I had. Cisco, do you have any pending questions?
So, I think Steve, you bring up an interesting point. You know, you said, you know, do you know where I'm from, Arkansas? And so you're saying you see it on a daily basis. Well, I live in an area where you don't see it on a daily basis. And so do you think it, you know, depending on the region you're in or the area you're in, that the flag takes a different meaning?
I would imagine so. And I think that's probably why people in the South are so upset about it, about the, you know, removal of it from certain areas. And, you know, it's part of everyday life here. I mean, it's something we see all the time. I think it plays a huge factor.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, because I don't see a Confederate flag anywhere in New York City other than my TV screen when the news is on.
Right. Something else that I saw on social media the other day was it was a big issue that they feel like the flag needs to be removed because it's a reminder of racism and slavery. And in my mind, I think, hey, you know, if you take that out, I mean, where does it end? I mean, hey, the Bible talks about slavery. We're going to remove the Bible from people, too, because it brings up slavery. You're going to any house that looks like a plantation, you know, you're going to tear that building down. It would be like it's never ending. I mean, because honestly, let me ask you a question. Do you want racism to stop?
Are you talking to Cisco or me?
Either one of you.
In a perfect world.
It's not going to, though, Dee Dee. In all honesty, it's never going to stop. Until the good Lord comes back, we're going to have to deal with it. People got sin in their hearts, and where sin resides, there's also hate. It's just the way it is, unfortunately.
That's a powerful punch. That's deep.
So,
Cisco, I don't know if we cut you off. Yes.
No, you did. You're all right. I wanted to know, like, from Steve that lives in the area where the flag is flown and it's a daily occurrence, does it bother you when a group like the KKK or something take it as their own? You know, do you feel like, hold on, you're taking my, you know, the flag that I see, you know, it represents this, and you're making it something else?
Absolutely.
You know, and if so, do you know what can be done by that?
It's going to be an ongoing battle. I mean, you know, it's already been perceived as such. So, how do you reverse the effects of that?
I am so intrigued and engaged by this whole dialogue. You know, for those of y'all that are tuned in to the Confederate flag, we're kicking it with Steve, also known as Stunning One, and Cisco, also known as What Cisco Saw on Instagram, regarding the Confederate flag. And I see that there are callers waiting, and I'm going to get to you for sure. Don't hang up. Don't leave. Stay tuned in. But, you know, as poets, and bringing it back to poetry to some extent, the hope and hopefully and hoping things change in whatever regard. I mean, we've seen a lot of it more recently. I think I'm going to try to do a show on homosexuality and sexuality. Mind you, I constantly try to stay removed and objective because I don't want to sway the audience or intimidate anyone from speaking, being the host, and then expressing my personal opinion. But as a poet and an author, and a teacher, do we want to come to a place where we're like, no matter what, this is going to exist? Because then it kind of like, what the hell are we fighting for? That wasn't a curse word. Hell is a location, a noun.
Get after it, girl.
But I'm just saying, what are we fighting for if, in your opinion, and maybe many other people's opinions, you know, it's never going to change? I feel sad.
I think you've got every reason to continue to fight, but I think that there can be huge steps, but you're never fully going to get rid of it. I mean, there's always going to be racism. In my eyes, that's what I see. I don't think in my lifetime I'm never going to see it come to that point.
When we're talking about come to that point, you mean like a complete end?
Complete end, no more racism, no more hate against this person or that person because they're different than.
I don't disagree with you on that point, but I do feel like something can be done. You know, I have a 9-year-old son, and whatever message I give him, he's going to send out to the world. And so he's my way of, you know, bettering the world. You know, whatever I give him, that's what he's going to give the world. But in regards to, you know, it getting better, you look at the conversation right now and you have a black woman from the Bronx, you have a white guy from Arkansas and a Hispanic guy from Florida, and we're talking about
the
Confederate flag. Well, I just look at that, though. We're talking about the Confederate flag, and nobody's cursing except for when Dee Dee said hell. So I think we're doing all
same
right.
Same with you, Dee Dee.
I don't fool myself, you know, because if you look at the news, you look at the protests being in pretty, you know, pretty amped up over there in certain places, but at least you're able to have dialogue on it. Where I don't necessarily know it was like that before.
They don't be rioting in Arkansas, though, Cisco. Not in Tampa,
Steve. I'm going to tell you, Steve, the only thing I know about Arkansas is Steve has the coolest voice in Arkansas, and that's where Bill Clinton's from. And I know you got the Razorback. That's all I know about Arkansas.
I heard that.
I don't know much about – those are pretty much the same facts that I know also. I don't hear anything about Arkansas ever, which is why when you mentioned the Confederate flags being on T-shirts, you know, on a daily basis, you see it, you're probably more desensitized to it than, you know, obviously those of us who, you know, like I don't know if somebody came to your neighborhood blasting music at 1 o'clock in the morning, some hip-hop, when you're trying to sleep and go to work the next morning, you know, you might – be rattled by that when, for me, that's everyday life. So it's definitely about differences and just, you know, where we are. Life is Choreo is waiting to speak, but Lady Poetry texted me and said she wanted to say something, and now I don't see her on the line. So without, you know, excluding anyone, everyone's voice is welcome. Press *1 on the phone line if you want to share your thoughts, answers to the questions we've posed this evening. Kick it with Steve from Arkansas, Cisco from Tampa, or if you have a poem that you would also like to share. By the way, if you missed Steve, definitely go back to the podcast after the show at blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife. I'm going to bring Life is Choreo on the line. Life is Choreo, greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Cisco and Stunning One is on the line. I wish Lady Poetry was here just to add to the female dynamic. You know, we're more emotional and nurturing about things. But no less, what's up, Life is Choreo? How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. You're out. You might be outnumbered, but no less love.
Aw. Thank
I'm
you.
Good.
Great.
I'm good. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, let me just bring Lady Poetry, hold tight. I'm going to get to you in a moment. I see that you called back in, but Life is Choreo. I don't know if you want to share a poem or if you have, you know, a very poetic thought to add to this conversation regarding the Confederate flag. But like everyone else, you know, I would love for you to answer the question in terms of what you think of when you see it and what does it represent to you?
Well, a little bit of historical significance to the flag, you know, just to kind of bring it full circle here. The flag went through three separate, I guess, incarnations, if you will, where the first incarnation of the Confederate flag too closely resembled the American flag, so they scrapped that idea. The second and third ones kind of had, you know, a little bit of, like, war significance. In other words, it was meant to signify the impending war. And then they, you know, agreed upon, you know, the current Confederate flag that, you know, we see and hear about to this present day. And the reason that I lead with the historical significance of the flag is because a lot of the dogma that comes with this particular issue and issues like it, you know, stem from one thing and a more potent thing, which is indoctrination. And I feel that a lot of what we experience this, you know, in this day and age comes from generations and generations and generations of indoctrination, you know, much like with the rainbow flag. You know, it's an indoctrination because traditionally, well, historically, and spiritually speaking, the rainbow was a symbol of a covenant between God and his people that he was going to perform he was going to make good on a covenant that he had with his people. And the promise was in the symbol of a rainbow. Now, I don't know from that allegory and that imagery where, you know, you get what it represents to this day. You know, but
I'm so sorry to bust out laughing, but that conversation needs to be added to another episode of the Poetic Soul Talk Show, without going too far into it. But I do apologize for cutting you off, but you're a comedian on the low, as well as Steve, as well as Cisco. Like, we're all like, the humor is very dry, and it flies overhead under normal circumstances, but I completely get it. And so please don't go any further with the rainbow flag or the covenant.
Right.
The Confederate flag,
reason,
please.
The reason that I mention it is because that's kind of how I feel about this issue, is that historically it has been an indoctrination. And, I mean, if you really want to get down to the nitty-gritty of it, I mean, the Republicans and the Democrats are really just two wings of the same bird, you know. You know, so, you know, who's fighting who? You know, if you've ever seen that movie, The Watchmen, you know, who watches The Watchmen? So it's just like, it's one of those things that it really comes down to the bigger issue, which is indoctrination. You know, like, do we fight for the right to continue to indoctrinate people in hate, because that's essentially, you know, what one side of the fence is, you know, for or against, and then, you know, the other side is for, you know, it should be taken down because it, you know, well, I guess I should say, it should be, you know, upheld because it is a symbol of, you know, Southern pride. It's a symbol of, you know, bravery and, you know, for the Confederates and the Dixiecrats who, you know, fought in that war, just as, you know, but it's a cyclical argument because, you know, the war was essentially fought, you know, with slavery and the, you know, the maintenance of slavery in mind. So it's just, the bigger issue is indoctrination and whether or not a symbol of indoctrination, and, you know, that depends on the people, you know, because, you know, like Steve said, you can take something like, you know, the Batman cape and, you know, twist it and make it your own. And then, you know, now do we, you know, raise a generation of kids to hate Batman or hate the Batman cape because, you know, it's a mindset of the people, which is why I said what I did. So I feel that the issue at hand is more, you know, it's a little bit, you know, higher up, as you know, whether the flag should stay up or down, and you know, I think it has a little bit more to do with what we indoctrinate ourselves and our children. You know, like Cisco said, you know, his gift to us is his son, and basically what he rears his son up in is his
is the way he will go
back. Right, and if I continue to, you know, berate my son and expose my son to hate and segregation and degradation, you know, then he is going to take what I think and further it, you know. So now not only does he have my hate, but he has his own because he's trying to impress me. So it's just like a generation of, you know, indoctrination. And, you know, that's what I feel, you know, in terms of the flag. So that was my poetic thought.
Okay.
You know, and
well, of course, as always, and even now, we definitely appreciate your voice. Life is Choreo is also a friend, supporter of the Poetic Soul Talk Show since day one. Cisco had a quick question for you. I believe Life is Choreo, and there are still callers waiting, so let's just try, even though, you know, it's so much information regarding the Confederate flag, I got to get to Lady Poetry and another caller waiting to speak, and so not to cut your answer short, but to cut your answer short, but Cisco, do you have a question?
Yeah, I wanted to know if Life is Choreo, do you think it should be flown on government buildings?
I actually agree with you that it shouldn't because it doesn't represent a province. It doesn't represent a government per se, you know, which is why I laugh when I heard allegedly. It doesn't, you know, represent it doesn't represent a city, a state, you know, a province. It doesn't represent a commonwealth. It represents an indoctrination. And I think the people who do fly it, they know that. And, you know, so I agree with you. I don't think that it should be flown on government, you know, buildings, just to kind of cut me short. But I agree with you.
I have a quick question. Steve is still on the line, too, although I'm pretty sure he muted us as well. Really quick, Life is Choreo, if that's possible at all, to summarize your wealth of knowledge in a, you know, 3-4 sentence answer, not that I'm restricting you in any way. We know that you can't be restricted. How would you feel living in Arkansas, where Steve is? I know you have ties and roots in the South, and I know you live up here, you know, in New York City, but Steve is a little bit more Midwest. And I'm just wondering, with all of the knowledge you have of history and the ways in which the Confederate flag became this magnificent symbol in America, how would you feel living in Arkansas where everyone's T-shirts and many people hats and all type of clothing and it's an everyday way of life for them? Do you feel like you would be comfortable in that setting? Because that's not the case in New York. I'm amazed by that. And I just wonder how you would feel living there.
I mean, the first thing that jumps out in my mind is I would feel a little bit torn because I do have, you know, Southern roots. So, you know, I understand that particular part of it. But at the same time, it would be a bit of a culture shock for me because for the very, you know, thing that you said earlier, I am from here. And that's not something that is commonplace, you know, like music blasting at 1 a.m. would be, you know, here. That would be a culture shock to somebody there because it's not commonplace, you know. So it's like
I mean, it would be a mixed bag of emotions. It's just like, you know, okay, there are all of these things that I've seen. There's all of this knowledge that I have about it. So I feel one way, but on the other side, you know, my roots are in the South. So, you know, I get back, you know. So it's just like a mixed bag for me. You know, it's just like, how do you veer one way, you know, more one way than the other? It's just, it's not commonplace here. So I would feel a little bit aloof, to be honest, because I'm so far
I love
removed.
That word. That's one of my favorite words. Sorry, aloof. I love that word. But go ahead.
I would definitely feel aloof because I don't see this on a day-to-day. I don't witness this on a day-to-day, you know. So who's to say, you know, who's wearing it because it's, you know, country pride, as they call it, you know, who's to say that the person is wearing it or because, you know, there's just
1 minute,
you know?
Not to cut you off, Steve is hilarious, and there's a caller waiting, and I did receive a message, and after I say what Steve is saying, I'm going to move on to the next caller because they may be becoming a little bit impatient. This is a dope conversation, and I just love, and I'm learning in the process as well. Steve said, would you come sip some tea with good old Steve if he had a Rebel Flag shirt on? Woo! Would you go sip some tea with Steve if he?
I'm gonna need y'all to stop trying to convince
referencing
me.
Referencing the tea.
All sorts of stuff. Yeah, man.
He said, "Sweet tea."
Anything.
He just said, he sent me a. He said sweet tea with an exclamation point. So he wants to be very clear. This is a non-alcoholic type of tea. It's not Long Island iced tea. This is sweet
tea. Like, listen,
but would you?
That's my favorite.
If he had on a Rebel Flag shirt, would you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Look, that's growth. That's growth. That's progress, and that's exactly where I just want to put you on hold. This is Corio, and thank you, of course, once again. But get to this next caller because the number's unfamiliar. This may be a new caller, and we definitely want to hear what they have to say. But please stay tuned, Life is Corey. Don't go anywhere.
Absolutely.
Hold on one moment. Y'all are tuned into the Confederate Flag episode. Cisco is kicking it with us with a different perspective in terms of his location and definitely questions that I – can't really think of too clearly. I'm very overwhelmed by the response, and I appreciate the feedback that I've, you know, heard thus far, and hopefully everyone tuned in does too. Ahmad spoke at the very beginning of the episode. He represents Connecticut, and he spoke regarding the Confederate flag, and so this is what he had to say to add on to what everyone is saying. Perhaps we can be miseducated on the meaning of the flag. A lot of people extract what they want from certain things and program others to think otherwise when they are wrong. In a nutshell, I think we need to do our research as people and not rely on others for answers. Wow. So, Cisco, that's a learning experience, right? That means that there's a perspective in question.
Oh, I think the Confederate flag is sheer perspective. Anyways, like, I don't think there was anyone on here that went one way or the other where you could tell them their perspective is wrong. You know, I absolutely think it's perspective.
I will say this. Until Steve texted me, I would not have considered ever, personally speaking, D.D. Wright, the person, would have never considered having sweet tea with someone with a Confederate flag on. But Steve, I definitely have tea with his Confederate flag on. I feel like I've been moved. I would absolutely do it and not think twice about it. But someone other than Steve, I'm not too sure. And I'm going to leave it there before I go further. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from? Hello? Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Hello? Maybe your phone is muted? I'll go back to that caller. I'm going to go to the next caller because there's someone else waiting to speak. Greetings. Welcome to Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Authentically Speaking from Gardena, California.
Hey, Authentically Speaking, how are you?
I'm doing good, Dee Dee. How are you?
Good, thanks. So, what say you?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I wasn't going to speak at all at first because I was a bit embarrassed because when this whole thing about the Confederate flag first came out, I had no idea what it was. And the reason for that may be because I'm a bit like Steve. I don't watch the news, and I really don't watch that much TV at all unless one of my favorite shows is on, and that's about it. I'm really not into the media or anything like that because I feel that it is corrupt, and I do believe that the media will the media does put our focus onto one thing while the government is doing something else. So I'm just not into the American news. But what I will say, like I said before, I didn't know what the Confederate flag was. I started to see pictures of it, and this you guys' discussion has educated me just a little bit on it. I've probably seen the Confederate flag in a history book in school. I just don't remember. I was the student who was I favored math and science more. I did not like history. Yeah. I know some people would tilt their heads at me because I know a lot of people feel you should know your history and blah, blah, blah. I didn't like history class ever. So that's all I wanted to say. I just think this has been a great discussion. And as far as whether or not the Confederate flag should be taken down, I don't think it would change anything. I think that there are bigger problems as far as racism alone, aside from all the other problems in this country. There are way bigger problems than taking down a flag.
You think that, so you don't believe it should be on state grounds?
You said that I don't believe it should be on state grounds?
Yeah, I was trying to reiterate what you were saying. Do you believe it should be or should not be?
I really don't care.
What is up with people tonight? Y'all are killing me. So you don't care? So tell me. Okay, so first of all, even before that, and I said kill me metaphorically speaking, I'm being funny. You're in Gardena, California. Do you see the flag anywhere ever?
No. I have never seen it. Gardena is not too far from L.A. as far as, like, L.A. County as a whole, not just L.A., the city. I have never, ever seen that flag ever in my life.
Wow. Wow. Well, that says something. And Cisco was saying earlier and before, like, it really depends on what part of the country you're from. And the South, so, you know, the South is really... the focal point. I know Steve said the Southern Cross, he referred to it as the Southern Cross in his poem, which I had never heard of that term before. So I'm glad that, you know, you called in to say that you didn't know and you don't recall and it doesn't hold weight one way or the other, because even that takes courage to say. I know a lot of poets and people don't watch the news. I've become more obsessed with it, trying to follow certain stories and then other stories interrupting the stories that I'm following, such as the inmates escaping from the prison in New York State and being gone for 3 weeks. But no less, I completely appreciate you sharing and saying you weren't going to say anything, but that you learned something, because I think in essence there's a lot we can all learn from each other.
Yeah, I agree.
Cisco, you got any questions for Authentically Speaking?
So what about now? Like, I don't know I wasn't even sure whether or not you saw a Confederate flag in California. But what about now? Would you feel some type of way, or would you think something if you saw one now or a T-shirt with it on?
It would somewhat raise a flag if I saw someone all of a sudden wanting to walk around L.A. with a T-shirt with a picture of the Confederate flag on it because of the current events that have happened. But obviously now it's obviously a symbol of racism now, so it would make me kind of cock my head, but I really don't know how to answer that, because it's like an all of a sudden thing, like one of the callers was saying, you know, about a month ago, no one was even worried about the Confederate flag. And now all of a sudden with the event that happened in South Carolina, don't get me wrong, it's a very tragic event. I don't want anyone to think that, you know, I just have a black heart towards something like that. But it's just that the Confederate flag has been flown all this time. Not, of course, not where I'm at, but in other places. And now because that one particular gentleman, well, he's not a gentleman, but that one particular guy who, you know, was representing the Confederate flag, you know, and then he went on to kill 9 people in South Carolina. It's like all of a sudden, oh, well, you know, the Confederate flag, take it down. It should, you know, be banned from the United States of America. I don't know. I just don't. That's the part that I just don't understand.
The irony of your area is that Kanye West actually had a pop-up store where he was selling, you know, Yeezus tour T-shirts with the Confederate flag on it. And I know that store sold out. The other thing is, and the only thing I want to say about it being a story now, I mean, clearly, you know, it's truly a topic, but here in Tampa, probably about 3 or 4 years ago, there's a guy that lives off of 275, and 275 heads down to Miami, so there's plenty of people who pass through there, and he put a Confederate flag up on a huge flag post, and it was actually a news story here. So, you know, I'm not in an area where you see Confederate flags, so when one went up, it was an actual news story. So
okay.
Somebody has those Kanye West T-shirts out there, though. I know it.
The Kanye West shirt's got the Confederate flag on it. But not to cut you off, authentically speaking, but would you, prior to this, have even known what you were looking at if you were to see a shirt with the Confederate flag? I mean, if you passed one 6 months ago, it wouldn't register in your mind because it's not a symbol that is very visible or that you, you know, were even interested in or familiar with the history of what it represents.
That is correct. 6 months ago, I wouldn't have even known what I was looking at.
Okay. That's fair.
And I just feel like, even if the Confederate flag, you know, I try to understand both sides of the story, you know, with everyone saying that they don't have a problem if it's flown, and then there are people saying they do have a problem because, you know, it represents or symbolizes racism. I do understand both views, but I just feel like if the Confederate flag was taken down today, if it was announced that it is banned and you will be fined if the Confederate flag is flown wherever, at your house, your business, or whatever, racism would still exist. I don't think that a flag is, you know, going to make racism disappear.
So you don't believe that? Because Steve said the same thing. You don't believe that. I mean, well, that's not what you're saying. You're saying the flag is not directly associated with racism, and, you know, hopefully we all recognize that being the fact. Barack Obama said this was the first step towards a less racist country in terms of removing the flag. He spoke that at the eulogy of the Charleston Nine. But do you believe racism will ever exist? I mean, will ever cease to exist? And Steve said, you know, quite honestly, it won't, in his opinion. I'm kind of on the fence. How do you feel about that, authentically speaking?
Well, for one, I'm not saying that the Confederate flag does not symbolize racism. I really don't know because of the simple fact that this is my first time hearing about the Confederate flag as far as an actual conversation. I really don't know the history behind it. So I cannot say that, you know, personally, I cannot say from my own mouth that the Confederate flag symbolizes racism. I don't know that until I take it upon myself to do my own research. But
right.
to answer your question, I'm sorry, what was your question?
Do you think that racism will ever not exist.
Oh,
will
it ever cease to exist?
Right.
It's possible, but it will take a lot of work, and it will take a lot of cooperation from everyone, whether you are Black, Hispanic, Caucasian, Asian, it doesn't matter, because racism is not just between Blacks and whites. It is between whites and Mexicans. It is between Blacks and Mexicans. You know, it is between Blacks and Asians. You know,
it is between Black and Black. It is a caste system. Just to add, you know, Caribbean Americans, you know, Jamaicans, Haitians, they call African American people Yankees all the time. I mean, you know, and I've heard this term referred to me, and I'm looking at them like, well, we're the same complexion. You know, we're the same. But in any event, not to cut you off, but you're absolutely right. And I was just wondering if Steve, having said what he said, I do wonder, what will it ever not exist? Like, will it ever? Cisco and I had a conversation as well about racism versus prejudice and the differences between prejudice and racism, because there is a clear distinction between the two. I don't think that will ever stop. But I do kind of want to believe that racism will. Maybe I'm living in a bubble. I'm not quite sure.
Like I said, it will take probably a long time and cooperation from everyone. And I think racism, true original racism, stems from self-hate. That's just my opinion. I think it stems from self-hate, and I think it stems from a misunderstanding. You know, you have a group of people who don't understand this group of people, so now they hate them, and that's it. People are afraid of what they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So it will take a lot of, you know, open minds and people stepping out of the box and saying, okay, my family or, you know, my ancestors have hated your ancestors. Let me step outside of the box and, you know, try to overcome what it is that they hate and actually try to get to know you instead of just saying, oh, you're Black, so I hate you.
Right. Or vice versa, for that matter.
Well, right.
Thank you so much for your thoughts on this matter, authentically speaking, your honesty, you know, in addressing the Confederate flag, and, you know, definitely tune in to her. Steve is talking about making pictures of tea. Life is choreo. He just, I mean, it's a running joke we have going on. But yeah, thank you for always being a part of the Poetic Soul Talk Show family, authentically speaking. Of course, we'll be hearing more from you very soon. Do you mind holding on one moment?
No, I don't mind.
Hold on one moment. The episode is winding down, but I did personally, Cisco, want to thank you for your support and assistance in this whole process of questions and stuff like that, and, you know, without necessarily voicing my opinion one way or the other, but I will let you know, as well as the listening audience, that my perspective isn't the same as it was an hour and 26 minutes ago when the episode first started. Like, I'm feeling and seeing things a little differently. And I wanted to ask you a question because you've been asking the questions. But before I do that, once again, Ahmad from Connecticut said, as serious as it is one thing we have to realize is a lot of people who are targeting the flag are doing it to get attention, not necessarily because they care. And those are the people who are making the issue worse. But then again, we can't say who is really concerned about the issue and who isn't. And he believes, authentically speaking, was correct. It won't make racism disappear. It will just satisfy right now and the moment that we're in right now. And that's pretty much where I wanted to go with you with the question. Will racism end? And in your opinion, will it end? And, you know, speaking from a parental perspective, I'm pretty sure you wanted to. I mean, you know, I think most humans do, never mind the fact of whether or not we're parents or not. But do you think racism will end? And do you think this Confederate flag is a distraction to the real root of issues still going on in this country?
I do think that racism will end. I think it'll take generations. And then when you ask that, and that's what I was going to say, and I didn't want to cut authentically speaking off, if you've asked any of these people, you know, do you think it's going to end, and they answer, you know, well, then my next question is, well, do you think have things gotten better? You know, are we on the right route? Are we on the right track? You know, so I personally do think that it will end. I think that we live in a country that is diverse, and I think that's the best part of our country. I really do. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say before you got to the next point, there were a lot of people that never assumed there would be a black or African-American president. Mabu Tupac, he's one of them. He said it in his lyrics constantly. And look at what happened. And what are you laughing at? Because he's my boo. He's my boo forever. But he did reference that. And a lot of people, including my grandfather, who was, you know, 70-something at the time, were in awe when Barack Obama won the seat. So considering they never thought that was possible and it occurred, could that also be the case for racism?
I think so. Well, what are your thoughts on that? You think we're on the
right track? No, tangoing. You're tangoing the question. No, but seriously, so you said that you think it would take generations. Is the Confederate flag a distraction to that? Steve mentioned in his poem, you know, we apply definitions to different symbols, and that's not necessarily what the symbol may mean. Excellent point.
Sure.
You know, Life is Choreo spoke about indoctrinations and, you know, the way we define and embrace certain things, because that's the way it's always been. So, quote, unquote, that's the way it'll always be. How do you feel about it, personally speaking, in terms of it being a distraction? Ahmad also mentioned the same thing. Nobody was talking about this flag before Charleston 9, and, you know, it's just a satisfying factor for some right now. But moving forward and in the bigger picture, how do you feel about that?
I definitely think that it is a distraction in regards to the way the media is talking about it, and I think it's become clear with this show that, you know, authentically speaking, from California, it never even registered because it's just not a part of her daily life, or it's something that she's never seen, so she's never thought about it. And now she said, well, tomorrow if I saw some guy, I may raise a flag, where yesterday mm-hmm. it wouldn't. And so,
right.
but then again, you know, with Steve, if Steve, I'd have sweet tea with Steve, you know, if he had on a Confederate flag, you know.
Would you have sweet tea with someone who wasn't Steve with a Confederate flag?
If they invited me to sit down, true story, I have a friend, he's a black gentleman with locks, and he has a belt buckle that's a Confederate flag. And on the front of his truck, he has a Confederate flag. And, you know, I was tight with him. So I asked him, and that didn't stop me. You know, I had tea with him, but I asked him. I did have to ask. So I'm sure when you sit down, you know, I'd probably ask, what does that flag mean to you?
Right.
You know?
Right. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I was going to play a part of Barack Obama's eulogy, but it only speaks to the point that we've all kind of heard and said this evening. The real fight or meat and potatoes of it all is, I think, really addressing ourselves and looking at ourselves in the mirror to see how we are contributing to either the problem or the solution, and being willing to take it at face value and then move from that point forward. But I'm also thinking now maybe racism will never end, and I'm kind of sad about that, because I've always felt like it was possible. And listening to you all, I'm like, is it? I don't know. So this conversation will be.
Just real quick, just what made you sort of second guess your initial thought that there probably is an end to racism?
By the way, for those of y'all that are tuned in, thank you. I'm going to answer your question, but you should also start a campaign on Instagram and try to get Cisco to be the host of the Poetic Soul Talk Show in 2016. We're going to start a campaign online, and, you know, follow at Poetic Soul Talk Show for details. Because it's hatred, and it's an individual thing, and how could everyone all believe in one thing? How could everyone possibly love one another? I mean, then that it's like kind of like an oxymoron. You know, how do we appreciate sunshine? Because it rains. So how do we appreciate love? Because there's hatred. And if one is eliminated, now in my mind I'm thinking, then the other one will cease to exist too. I don't know if I'm making any sense at all, but this is the only way that I could articulate it. And so now it's like maybe it won't ever end. Maybe it won't end in my lifetime. But I'm still going to fight for the cause regardless, and hopefully, you know, in the afterlife or in the next life, it won't be here anymore. That's all I could say at this point. I got to process this entire episode. But I thank you for joining us. I am going to end the episode. Monday there's an interview with Heather. Definitely tune in. Thank you all for listening and sharing and being open and honest. And I think talking and discussing certain things leads to lessons learned, and that in and of itself is change. So we've all kind of been influential in that this evening. And next Thursday we're going to have a similar conversation regarding infidelity, and hopefully you all will stay tuned in. Thank you all, and have a great night.